Hey everybody, it's me, Mick McGee, and today we're doing spooky stuff with the best horrors for kids. Am I reading this right?
No, man. Yeah, then who taught this kid to enunciate? Horror. Try it again. Take two.
Hey everybody, it's me, Mick McGee, and today we're doing the best horrors.
No. Again. Horror. Horror.
I don't know what that means. Payne told me to say it.
All right.
Hey, man, we're all out of cash.
Exactly. Here we go. Take three.
Hey, everybody. I'm whores.
No, you're not whores. Christ
sakes. Just anyways. Play the music. Just play the music.
Something about kids.
Yeah, kids.
Never have Mick McGee do anything.
No.
That's why this podcast ain't around no more, kid. Sorry. Actually, we're doing really well. Jim Phoenix here, and today we're doing kids. No, wait, what?
No.
Am I reading the copy? Who the fuck wrote this?
Allegedly.
Copy? Allegedly wrote this copy. Today in Street and Demons. Chirp, chirp.
We're doing we're doing spooky kids movies.
We're doing spooky kids movies. That's right. Box, you and I thought, well, yeah, you know, take some time off from the other stuff we've been doing, like the worst gay movies ever, and then Roger Corman movies.
Yeah, which last drive and stuff.
Yeah, so now we're just on kids. That's what we do.
I think everybody had a few experiences when they were kids with spookiness, and
where are we going with this?
Watched.
Where are we going with this?
For you.
Oh, for movies. Okay, thank you. I'm like, it got me worried. I'm like, dude, I got Chappelle in my head.
Were you getting out the kazoo?
If Michael Jackson's the next fucking worst, man.
No. There's always like a few movies that were like maybe scarier than they were supposed to be, or maybe they were scary just as a kid, you were like, oh God, this gives me nightmares.
Faces of Death. Well, Faces of Death didn't give me nightmares. It just raised questions about cows for me.
Places of Death, man. We'll have to do some of those because boy, oh boy.
Things that were scary as a kid, but not so much now. Maybe that's the next one.
Things that people thought were real that are absolutely not real.
No political commentary. If anyone's reading this the wrong way, we're not meaning it that way.
Allegedly.
Allegedly not reading it anyway. I can't even read. That's truthful.
That's true. He's an illiterate writer for our website.
The computer does it for me. I don't know. I just tell it to do and it fucking does it. So if you're new to Street and Demons, today is your day for kids. Yeah, sorry. Like and subscribe now and come back next week for our non-kid show.
Just like and subscribe and turn us off. That's fine.
Did I already swear?
I think kind of
did say something about Michael Jackson.
I don't think this is like for children. This is for children.
Only two children.
Four
of them. This is the child inside of you.
Yeah.
Again.
Like,
where's Michael
Jackson? Phrasing?
Baby Yoda. That's right. For Baby Yodas. But if you have kids, you just want to like jam out to something that's going to be mostly horror, or maybe you have a friend who's not into spooky stuff, this is probably like the gateway drug into horror. Oh. Like kids spooky movies.
Kids horror?
Yeah.
Kids spookies?
Yeah, most of these are like PG-13-ish.
Yeah, actually the one that I watched, my mom recently watched and was very proud to watch. Yes.
I saw your pick. I was like, oh, I did not think of that because I did not watch movies.
This is also true. Famous reviewer who doesn't watch movies. It's true.
I don't watch shit unless I get paid to something. That's all I know. Pay me, I'll watch it all day long. If you don't, I don't know what happened. No, I think we can go back and forth quickly on some of the movies we did not cover because we're boxes in cover one, out of cover one, and we're in double
time. Yeah.
So yeah, kind of right. Like that. We've got a top like four that we didn't cover. Do you have like four? Because I can probably knock out four.
No, because we said we were going to watch one together and I was going to do one and you were going
to
do one.
No, I mean, do you just have like on the top of your head the titles of four of them? You don't have to go much into detail.
I mean, sure. Put me on the spot. I will try.
You can probably just go down all Tim Burton's catalog.
You know, Tim Burton, it didn't really scare me as a kid. It's so weird.
It doesn't have to. It just has to be horror. Like Nightmare on Elm Street, Nightmare Before Christmas. Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, that's a great one. That's like a classic one.
Coraline? Corpse Bride?
Coraline. I mean, we're just basically doing all claymation now
at this Mad point. God? All of those kid movies.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That's any movie's a kid true. Movie. A kid can watch it. Ooh, that's Mitch Hedberg. So I was trying to look for this one on Disney, and I couldn't find it, maybe because I had the wrong title.
Was it The Cauldron? The Black Cauldron? Because no. I almost watched that.
The Legend of Sleepy Hollow from 1949.
Oh, I didn't watch Crosby. That one.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. It's honest. Straight down is, I believe, my favorite kid horror.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
1949. But I couldn't watch it because I couldn't find it under Disney Plus or Disney Plus Plus or what. I couldn't remember what it's called. I guess that helps too.
Yes.
I'm like, Ichabod Crane. Like, no, that's not it, dude. Like, oh, well, I don't know. Who's in it? David Bowie. No, Bing Crosby. Dang it. Over two.
That's surprising.
Billy Butcher. Oh, that's from the Boys. Sorry. Wrong one. Billy Blotcher. So, do you have anything for you? What cartoons?
Yeah.
What cartoons?
Okay. What cartoons? I think I watched a lot of Casper the Friendly Ghost as a kid.
Casper the Friendly Ghost. Ghostbusters, the real and the other?
Yeah.
With the monkey?
Oh, ape. Yeah. Big fan of the monkey one. Yeah.
That podcast absolutely. Got no. cut down to like 20 minutes. We went on a 3-hour rant on the monkey one.
I know. I was a huge fan of the Extreme Ghostbusters, of the real Ghostbusters.
The real Extreme
Scooby-Doo.
Ghostbusters.
Scooby-Doo's a big one.
Yes. Scooby-Doo's.
What?
Treehouse of Horrors for a Simpsons.
Treehouse of Horrors? Treehouse of Horrors and Horrors.
I think I want to go there one day. That's where I built my house.
You know, and I really do. I love Halloween episodes. I like the spookiness of it. You get a lot of those with like kid things, even like Bob's Burgers. There's a lot of Halloween episodes.
Halloween-y. Buffy? Would Buffy be a kid's? I did one season of Buffy thing and I still don't know if it's good for kids or not.
I did start watching it when I was in high school. So that's maybe like technically tween-ish. A child. Yeah. So teenish. Yeah. Like yeah.
Sabrina then would be more
Sabrina.
Kids.
Like the, not the Netflix one. That's a little bit.
No. That's yeah, the original with the cat. Those. Yeah.
Yeah. The cutesy pie one.
Bewitched for all gens.
Bewitched. Yeah. TV show, Munsters.
The Munsters. Yes. Addams Family.
Adam's Family.
Not Wednesday.
The movies were fantastic. I loved the movies. I was obsessed with them. That one scene in Willy Wonka that freaked me the hell out.
Willy Wonka could be a horror movie. It does have the dark tunnel and the Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, he goes crazy in that dark tunnel. Yeah, with Gene Wilder.
Wilder, yeah.
R.I.P. That was great. The witches scared the fuck out of me as a kid.
You're talking about wait. Well, we can talk about witches. We can talk about
another,
Snow White.
I'm talking about another Roald Dahl. But
yeah, that's the one from before. I couldn't remember the name of that one that with the witches scaring you.
Honestly, too, I will admit I was kind of obsessed with Ernest Scared Stupid.
I don't remember.
It had Eartha Kitt in it.
Wow.
The magic power was milk. That's what trolls or Eartha whatever Kitt they were.
Had a milk scene and I missed
it.
How did my puberty miss that?
they milk
Eartha Kitt in a milk scene? No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, she was great. I just wanted to be her so bad in that movie. She was great. I loved Ernest at the time.
We all love Jim Varney.
We all love, yeah, Jim Varney. Also, R.I.P. He was fun.
What else there do was we like have? There's a
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus is Pocusing.
Halloween Tree. There is a lot of good spooky stuff for kids out there that tease just a little bit.
McMiggy's podcast, bite-sized horror for kids by kids, sort of.
Yeah,
you know.
Weirdly. And kids do like that kind of stuff. I remember there was this one book that my mom used to read, and I'm sure people of my generation would be like, oh my God, yeah, that book. And it wasn't The Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. That was also a good book series, but this one had this one.
It was too dark.
It was too dark.
How could you read it?
Oh, I read it. It scared
but it was in the dark. Crap
out of me.
Did you have like Kindle?
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Telling a story. Other people. Maybe ghosts. You don't know.
To tell. Oh, do tell. Tell.
Do tell. Tell.
Do tell.
We tell.
Three tells. Are we doing poker now?
And then the other book was the one with, it had this girl named Jenny and she had this ribbon around her neck.
Jenny.
And
I think that's called Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump is not a scary movie.
No.
Only because he does so much and like, I'm like, I didn't do any of that stuff.
Forrest Gump is scary because there's dicks in it. And I remember my teacher forgot that and she was showing it and she was like, oh my God. And she ran up and had to cover the dick scene.
She covered him with her hands. I believe that's now not the best way to cover them.
So in this story, basically she's got a ribbon.
Was she moving her hand around a lot? Well, hold on. Let's go back to your teacher. So when your teacher's like, was it going? Like, ah!
She'd like put her hands on the TV we wouldn't see.
When she's putting her hands on the TV so you wouldn't see, I always saw the projector, the TV, it's been better. Did it look like the Bill Maher joke of Trump dancing? Or he's jerking two guys off at the same time?
Oh, that's
welcome to kids' shows.
Welcome to kids' shows. Let's move on, shall we?
So there's a lot of kid movies out there. And if you're like, man, I'd like to watch that movie, not the one where the teacher is jerking off Forrest Gump, but I guess Joanna Angel probably did that one with small hands, tiny hands.
And at the end, Jenna takes the ribbon off and her head falls off. Yeah, it's a very spooky scene.
Yeah.
Spooky.
So today, we had the hardest part for this one is narrowing it down. Or find the one you wanted to wear or watch. Yep. Wear. Jesus.
You know, they're very fashionable these days. It was really hard to kind of narrow it down. And honestly, when my mom brought it up, this movie again, I was like, you know, that solidified my choice because I was kind of contemplating it. And then I'm like, no, that she's right. It's a great kids film. That's also scary. It's really scary.
And we mean like, kids, because like not even Rocking Horror Picture Show, I think that's a little more in between.
No, that's my parents shut it off.
Yeah,
after a certain scene, and then it ends.
Yeah,
after 20 minutes, go to bed.
Their car broke down in the end. What happened? Oh, they probably all died from it. I don't know.
Basically, he makes Rocky, and then it's like, okay, time for bed.
No, you got that far. I don't know if I would get down the elevator scene.
To me, as a child, I was like, wow, that's great. It's about a guy who creates life. The end.
It's Frankenstein.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So for our choices today, we all had to pick one. Plus, we're going to double team Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
We are Angela Lansbury.
And I'm curious about yours. What was yours?
Mine was Paranoid.
Who cares? That's what yours is. Oh, all the voices come today.
Oh, good. That's great.
No, really, what was yours?
Mine was Paranorman.
Who cares?
Mine was Paranorman.
I'm drinking as I do this. It's like ventriloquism act at this point. What was yours again?
Paranorman.
Who cares?
Are you drinking liquid IV?
No, you know, the funny thing about that, I saw a flavor I actually would want. I'm like, damn it. After I trash the shit out of them, they dropped us. They actually had bomb pop now. I kind of want that flavor. So I bought in Prime instead, or I think it's called Prime or some of the competitor. Not that liquid IV is bad. Go drink it. It rehydrates you. It's a multiplier. If Jenny had a multiplayer, she wouldn't have had the fall off.
No, she wouldn't have. No.
So you're doing paranormal, Norman.
Paranorman, yes. Paranorman, because his name is Norman.
Not Franken dog wiener.
I'm not going to watch Franken wiener.
No. Okay, so they're two different movies. In the my mind, yes, they're the same movie. That's what I'm asking. Absolutely. So paranormal is not Franken wiener.
Absolutely not. Absolutely. Because
the title not. Probably give it away. Two different
that
titles.
Is, that's more.
Body horror?
What do you call it? We just talked about him.
Walks like an Egyptian? That's the dance you're doing. Is no, that a racist dance now? No.
So the story, the Caroline, the Coraline people, this is more of, I think, their film.
Young like, Frankenstein. Shit, we should have done that one too.
It was, the production company was Leica, like Box Trolls, like.
Oh, yeah, okay. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's more light. Box Trolls.
It's funny. Like. It's funny, but it's not specifically light, actually. It's pretty fucking dark.
Is it dark? Is it black and white-ish or grayscale?
No. It is color. It's about a boy who can talk to dead people.
Yo. That's unless you're talking about a particular group from South Africa, you can't say that word. Sorry, no,
I can say it because it's in color.
Oh my God.
Anyway,
allegedly, so
he talks to ghosts and nobody believes him and everybody calls him a freak. And they live in this kind of Salem-esque town with this witch, and they've profited from the witch. And supposedly she has a curse. Ha ha. Well, it turns out to be true. And he's the only one who can stop it. And he finds out that not everything is as it seems.
Right.
And not everything is as fair as it seems. And it basically deals with.
Baby Yoda. Holy shit. Lead with that.
Trigger warning about a little girl who was killed for being a witch.
How's so that a trigger warning?
Freaking dark.
Wait, how's that a trigger warning?
Because child death is pretty freaking dark.
It's a cartoon, dude. Right?
It's not live action.
It's live action? Oh my God.
It's
documentary, Jimbo.
It's not. It's stop motion.
Stop motion. Okay. Well, okay. Yeah. So it's the Tim Burton, right?
It's not Tim Burton. Shit. I'm telling you that.
Really? Am I just making this shit up? Who did that one?
That was, like I said, with Leica.
Who directed it? Who read it? Who wrote it?
So the person who wrote it was Chris Butler. Chris Butler and Sam Fell.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
So.
Good for them.
Yeah. And it has, you know, Casey Affleck in it. It has John Goodman in it. It's got a lot of good talent. And it's, like I said, it's funny. There's parts that you're going to laugh. That kids will laugh at, that adults will laugh at, but it's also this really dark story and about basically, doing better in the future, like having these dark skeletons in the closet, you know, and basically doing better for ourselves and for our futures.
Dude, why skeleton in the closet? He's wearing leather. I'm pretty sure the secret's out.
I know, we just love him for it.
Him and Prince Adam wearing that battle harness. I think that might have been a secret.
Well, what was
Beastman? He's a furry. Beastman's a furry.
Beastman and
many Prince faces. Adam. One face to the public, one face to the bedroom.
I mean, I guess that's spooky too, because Skeletor was
Man at Arms.
Skeleton. Man at Arms. That's the oh my God. Man at Arms. So dumb.
Kevin Smith did a pretty damn good job at revamping everything. But what we're saying is, back to this movie, back to Paranorman.
Yeah, back to Paranorman.
Is it done? I'm trying to remember. Is it done realistically? Is it the world realistic to seriousness? Is it kind of zany? How would you peg it?
It would.
Today's phrasing show for little kids. Say all these little phrases to your parents, kids.
I would say that it's a very typical tale of like being an outcast and having this ability and your dad being an absolute shit about it and your mom just kind of like, well, you'll be okay, and people not believing in you. But at the end, believing in yourself.
I want to see. I'm pretty sure I saw it. The way you were explaining it makes me go, oh, Sounds familiar, but I don't have the visual memory of it right now. So I might have to go see it again.
You might have to go see it. I own it. Like I said, my mom recently watched it. She really liked it.
Cool.
It's just a really good story. It has great music. It's like I said, it's funny. Like the acting, just the timing is so great. And the expressions from the characters is just so funny that you will laugh, but also you will get kind of scared because it has a high stakes. Very high stakes. And it's all about acceptance. And I think we kind of need that right now.
Oh, cool. And weirdly, my movies like that too. I appreciate this. Box, you're invigorating me. I'm going to watch a movie tonight. Right. I'm going to watch Paranormal. I'll watch something.
You'll watch something.
I'm going to watch, I don't know.
You're going to watch a paranormal show and say it was Paranorman.
Probably. Like, this isn't claymation at all. What the hell is Box smoking?
You're probably just going to watch Frankenweenie and be like, what is this?
I don't know. That's what a dog.
Anyway, out of the Cthulhu's, yeah. I am going to give it a 5.
Wow.
I enjoy it. Yeah. Watched it many times. I'll watch it many times. It's very cute.
Oh my God. A 5. Yeah. Good
5
Lord.
5 out of 5. It's fun.
Okay. Now I'm sweating because, you know, I was going to do Ghostbusters, but we did a whole podcast and just Ghostbusters, so I don't want to do that one.
Indiana Jones isn't quite
horror enough.
Indiana Jones could be super horror, like that guy ripping that heart out.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think it's for kids.
That scared me.
I don't think. I think Indiana Jones might be.
I watched it as a kid.
I watched. Well, you know, we're different that way. I'm gonna go with, and this I believe is the first one that can be truly done as a horror adjacent. But it's rated PG still. From 2004, I did watch this recently. Okay. Just for this thing, man. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Which one is that?
Sirius Black.
Yeah, but no, which one is that in the movie?
Sirius Black?
Part. Is it like the fourth movie?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I think it's towards the middle. I don't want to name them all, man. I'm lazy. It's the first one that Gary Oldman's in. That's all I know. So this way, fine, I'll name them all. So you've got like the dude with the hat, Philosopher's Stone. You got probably the Chamber of Secrets. And people are like, that's not the order. I'm like, I don't care, really. Goblet of Fire? Is that before or after this one? I don't know.
I've watched one half of two movies of the Harry Potter movies.
All right. It made me look stuff up. Fine. It does go ahem, 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 ahem. Sorcerer's or Philosopher's Stone, whichever continent you happen to be on. Then the Chamber of Secrets. Then Prisoner of Azkaban, so it's number 3. Then Goblet, and then Order, then Half-Blood, then Deathly Hallows 1 and 2.
Jeez. So many.
Yeah, it's
okay.
10
so
years.
like the third one. Okay.
And this is the first one. Although the other ones had kind of spooky elements, this one usually got it for. Whoa! This is 3 years going out, and this is pretty scary.
Okay.
Especially for a PG audience.
Okay.
Because it deals with. Spoiler alert from a movie that's 20 years old. It deals with like werewolves and people getting lacerated and death eaters, and dementors, and all sorts of things that could just give you nightmares forever and ever and ever.
Gotcha.
And so this is the big one where kids, I think, were probably not my generation because we didn't have this stuff. We had like Lion, Witch, and a Wardrobe for my generation.
The book.
C.S. Lewis. The books. Yeah, not the series.
Yeah.
We also had the other Tolkien thing. What was that? The Lord of the Rings, the cartoon.
Yeah, that was bad.
But that was like, it was good when I was a kid, but I didn't have enough drugs to watch that. I'm trying to be sober now.
A kid, and I still did not partake in that.
So I was trying to figure out what would be the thing for the generation, like millennials.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was Harry Potter, I guess.
I think so. It really resonated. And I think that was the movie when kind of like, to quote, the shit got real. you know, like from what I've heard, like that's where it kind of turned to, oh, the stakes are really high.
Yeah. People die. This is when people are starting to really die.
Okay.
This is where bad things could absolutely happen at any time. And Harry is now old enough to understand that horrible things are all around in any world, but especially the wizarding world. And we see the abused child thing in the beginning of the movie. We see what Oxford called the Dementors, and Dementors actually worked their way into the vernacular. That's what Oxford calls, if you're caught cheating, they send the Dementors after you. And then they suck out all of the happiness. They haven't even got caught. It's just like suspect of cheating. So that's become that. And of course, there's been a bit of a shot at Oxford as well. So this is the first real big scary one, 2004 PG. If you don't know Harry Potter by now, I don't know. I think you could probably watch this as a standalone. It kind of works as a movie unto itself, but it's far stronger if you watched or read the other books as well. Like if this is your first, if you're gonna watch one Harry Potter film, sure, why not? But I think the franchise is worth investing into it. Strike that. Not the entire franchise. Fabulous Beasts and stuff? No.
Yeah. Now I know just from pop culture and stuff and some like dipping my toes in. Like, I know the music is great. I know that the acting is great. What would you say? Because I'm sure there's going to be CGI in this. There's going to be like CGI effects. So how do you feel about like the effects? Like, how are they
stand up?
Yeah.
I have to say the effects are awesome. I have to say that because I know people on the team. But the effects are awesome.
Cool.
The effects are awesome. Now the acting, mostly good, but there's some little kids. I believe Daniel Radcliffe is not quite struggling with alcohol yet. There are some movies
allegedly
talking about, no, it's from his own words, but
okay. Yeah,
I don't know. The alleged part is like, I don't know if this was one of them.
Whereabouts?
Because there's some times where in the later movies, he is quite tipsy on camera. Like, he's just shit-faced.
Oh, man. That's a bummer.
And he missed it. Like, yeah, I don't remember any of this. I'm like, oh, fuck, there's a reason why, then. It still pulls off because he's supposed to act that way on camera, but, you know, it kind of worked for the scene, but, you know, it's not quite there. This is also the first time where Hermione starts becoming more of a character.
Okay.
Versus just a foil that knows everything.
Yeah.
She starts growing into her own. And of course, for those of you that have not known this before.
Oh, yes. I forgot until you just started.
What?
Your buddy. Your buddy's in this film.
Oh, well.
Felton, the guitar.
I do like Tom Felton. Singer. Is that my friend?
Yeah, Tom Felton.
I like him. Tom Felton's got a new single out. Go check it out on Apple Music.
But
I was going to talk about Gary Oldman. Come on. Daniel Radcliffe.
Gary Oldman.
Richard Griffiths, Pam Ferris, Fiona Shaw, Harry Miller. We get into
Is David Tennant in it yet?
No, that's the next one.
Okay.
Gary Oldman's in this one. And we have, we've got someone that's kind of, I'm not going to say weird, but there's two people besides Alan Rickman and Maggie Smith and Robbie Coltrane. So we have Robbie Coltrane. You probably didn't know that one. And Warwick Davis, isn't it?
Oh.
Willow, really? Motherfuckers. That's right.
Yeah.
Dawn French is in it as well. It's from French and Saunders, if you don't know that.
Oh.
And Julie Christie's in it as well. God, there's a lot of people who are just in it. They might have a line or two, but there is in it. And Emma Watson. No, wait, of course Emma Watson's it. Jeez, man. And Emma Watson's it. Do you know that? Emma?
Wow. Really?
Yes.
In this one. Just in this one, though, right?
Just in this one. I want to say Emma Thompson. It came out Emma Watson. Sorry. Emma Thompson's in it. And Emma Thompson is doing a great job she should have gotten the Oscar if we're doing the monster. If we're doing that logic, because they make Emma Thompson look ugly. And that's basically how the other person won from the monsters. They looked ugly. Right? And it wasn't the Emma acting Thompson skills, obviously.
Is a beautiful woman.
Emma Thompson is amazing, yeah. I missed her stuff in Shakespeare too. So out of 5 Cthulhus, what did you give yours? 5? I can't give us a 5 though.
Okay.
4.5 out of 5 Cthulhus.
Okay.
Do the entire, but mine's a franchise, yo. Do the entire franchise now. Now, as we tiptoe around everything else about it, whatever you do, don't Google it. Just watch it. Just go out and watch it. Like, support the kids.
Yeah.
Those kids.
Yeah. They're great.
Yeah. Now, they're
great stuff.
4.5. That's not bad. Mm-hmm. Emma Watson got into Beauty and the Beast, which would be another. Yeah,
she did.
Another movie. Now, our combined movie is what?
Well, a Disney movie that you're talking about Disney. It's Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
It is not only a Disney movie. It is the weirdest freaking Disney movie you ever was going to watch.
So,
Rod so McDowell, angry. Angela Lansbury, and David Tomlinson.
Angela Lansbury is 50 years old. Because I had to look it up because I'm like,
was she?
She looks really good, but also a little bit older. And I had to look it up and she was like 50 in this.
It's the Mel Brooks thing where you've always seen Angela Lansbury as Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You've always seen Mel Brooks as the older character. So you'll see, you're like, how old they have me now? You know, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that's accurate. She did a great job. She was good.
No, she was great. I mean, it was great to hear her speak because she was a British actress. She came to the States in 1940 because of the bombings. And that's what this kind of movie is about Nazis, which I completely did not expect.
You did not see that coming. I know. And it's got Bruce Forsyth in it, Now, the Nazi thing is weird because when they attack, A, they're all speaking fucking English, which I guess they could. But B,
they were speaking German too.
With a British fucking accent. And B, I'm like, no one's wearing like Nazi uniform-ish. It's more like the kind of like we're blending in.
What was it like? With Colonel Klink and
Hogan's Heroes.
It was more like Hogan's Heroes than it was
Swashika Arrest. Although I hear there was a crossover between Schindler's List and Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
It's really
that was the last spell. It was the list. It was the last spell.
It's really dark. Yeah, this was the absolute first time I had ever seen this movie.
Really? Oh my God.
The absolute.
You're welcome.
The horrible thing about this is it was actually cheaper to buy it than to rent it. So I now own this movie.
Damn right you do.
And I could not make heads or tails of it. I was cursing you because I'm like, okay, so it's about this witch, yes. Angela Lansbury. Uh-huh. And she's forced to take these kids because there's bombings in London. And there's this old person army there.
Yes. There actually is an old person's army in England at that time. Yes.
You know what? And you are not going to see them until the end of the movie.
But you will see bows and arrows. You will see bows and arrows and animations and one really weird acid acid trip.
When we got to the acid trip, I was like, absolutely, what the fuck is going on? Where did we go? Why are we here?
I thought you were going to say that. I thought you were saying Angela Lansbury was taking acid and not two kids.
No, she was.
There's actually three kids, but one's like,
kids.
I'm like, and I'm not a kid no more.
Terrible children. They are all terrible children. Oh, maybe horrible. The girl is okay. They're horrible. She meets this con man. And basically, they have to get a MacGuffin. And so they go to this Portobello Road Fair or whatever. And these kids are awful. They're like drawing on stuff.
Box, you have to hold up. How did they get to this place? Tell the listeners how they got there. Did they take a car?
Okay. No.
Maybe they walk.
Maybe they did. She's a terrible witch, but she managed to pull off sending them through time and space on a bed.
Yes. The movie starts kind of with Angela Lansbury trying to get three little kids to come in bed with her. That's basically the start of the movie.
Phrasing.
But it gets kind of like
phrasing.
Now, and you hear like, now play this knob and turn it this way. I'm like, are you shitting me? Who wrote this?
Which again is just, and the kids are just awful. Like, and she sings a song to one of them where she's like, stop being such a shit. Believe in something, you little twat. Get on the bed.
That was the only kid. I'm too old to be a imagination.
Even though, and this is after she's turned him into a rabbit, you guys. Like, I don't understand.
After him or, you know.
Okay, I want to say the animal cruelty in this movie was horrific.
I don't think they're real animals, though.
No,
the cat was a cat.
Real animal. The cat is real cat sometimes. It's a puppet other times. But they step on its tail. When it's meowing really loud, he like tries to strangle it, kind of. She pulls the rabbit up by its ears.
Out of the hat.
Of a hat.
How else would you pull a rabbit out? And she's also wearing sunglasses by the way.
Sunglasses?
Oh, no. It's just really dark in this scene. I thought it was sunglasses.
No, she doesn't wear sunglasses.
She wears glasses.
She has these like nerdy little glasses. She's a nerdy witch. She's like this nerdy little witch. She hates children, which I identified. I mean, like, I don't hate children, but if the government told me you have to take these three kids in, I'd be kind of pissed, you know? And they try to blackmail her because they find out she's a witch.
Well, they find out that she was taking them to bed. All three of them.
No, this was before that. This was before playing with any knobs. Mm-hmm. They blackmail her, but then she turns one of them into a rabbit. And then the cat almost eats it.
How would you think about that, Box? Would you think about bed knobs and broomsticks? How would you think, like, you know what hasn't been done before? A witch taking a flying bed.
I mean, she did this.
Right? But how would you think she about it as a writer?
As a writer, I would be like, this is weird. This is really weird. Especially as we didn't even get to the island of...
The Jungle Book?
Humba Dumba. I don't remember what the word was, but it was dumb. And first they go in underwater and they dance underwater. And here's what I thought too, that was really rude, is they're looking at all these fish doing like these human type traits, like dancing and singing. And all of these people on the bed, including the shyster, the con man, they're all pointing and laughing at these fish. And I'm like, you assholes. Like,
that was your problem. It wasn't the absolutely racist middle part about the Jungle Book coming out of nowhere.
No, we get racist even before that. We
gotta play some soccers. Yes, we do.
We gotta play. No, it was even before that because they had a dancing number that went on for forever. And it had I'm quoting, guys, dances from people all over the world.
In their native garb.
There was, I believe, Indian guards that came out and they had a fake, I think they were all brown face, and they had like this fake Indian dance.
Guys.
And then.
Guys, what Box is leaving out, which the weird thing is, that part's the cartoon. And they put the people had brown face. It was weird. No, they could just go made them Indian.
This was live action. This was live action.
That's the live action part.
But then we get to the animated part, which completely blew my mind. Because if you had just taken it out completely, you could have taken it out completely. It would have been no rhyme, no reason. They go there to get MacGuffin. And the lion is like, hey, we have to play football, which is American soccer. Yeah. and you have to be the referee. Why? Who's watching
and
this?
I always what win.
The fuck is and happening? And it is basically this whole movie is animal brutality because the animals, one of them has an alligator and like pushes it so hard that his jaws come out. Like it is brutal.
I used to have an alligator and then they took it away after I saw this movie. I started abusing my alligator.
Because that's how you play soccer is by punching each other.
I think that is how it
plays. Absolutely. Soccer. Absolutely.
I have a question.
I hated that part. Box. What?
Have you ever seen The Jungle Book?
Yes.
Okay. In my mind, I can't differentiate between part of this movie and The Jungle Book.
Yeah, are they reusing? Because they look, yeah, they're absolutely reusing. Absolutely. They're like,
we pay for this shit. We're going to use it. We're going to pay for this son of a bitch.
You know what? No, it's not The Jungle Book. It is.
It's not The Jungle Book?
It's the fox one, Robin Hood. It's the same like lion design from Robin Hood.
But the other people or are.
Ursa. I don't know which came first. But
yeah, no, the lions the are lion, from Robin Hood.
Yeah, and then everything else is like Jungle Book-esque.
I think the bear and the snake, or the snake also from, okay.
I don't think I can't remember if there was a snake, but the bear is definitely. Just
the straight out animation. Then they did this really weird color gradient shit.
What was
like
that
we're flying
one?
Through the color gradients. Where like, I think they're going back in time, but it's actually.
Yeah. It's like, all wibbly wobbly color gradients.
Yeah, it's like, what am I doing, man?
It's very acid.
Yeah.
It's just a whole lot. They try to put in. Okay, so then we finally get back from the stupid Jungle Book rigmarole. The kid says, oh, actually. They try to get the MacGuffin. They have the MacGuffin. When they get back, it's like, oh, I guess we can't take the MacGuffin because it disappears. And then the little kid's like, oh, I have the words. It's in this one book. You could have completely cut out that whole
entire thing.
The whole thing. Scrap it. It's garbage. It does not add to anything. And the con man is almost killed several times during this soccer ball match. And there's buzzards on the sidelines, like waiting to eat him. And all the people are, it's so like dry British just because they're waiting. Just like, oh, I hope he's alive. Well, he's moving. Like, what?
You know what?
What are you even talking about? That's part two of the movie. We're not even in part three.
Should I tell you? Should I make you kind of depressed at this point?
Why? What? Did this come first?
Well, first of all, Angela Lansbury gets a Golden Globe nominee for Best Actress.
She should, but the shit she had to go through.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Angela. Not Angela. It was Angela Lansbury. It was supposed to have been, who did the Julie Andrews?
No, she couldn't pull it off.
And she was like, I don't want to. And then like, I'll do it. And then by that time, they're like, no, we got Angela Lansbury. Yeah, I think this would have been a completely different vibe if this was Julie Andrews.
It would have. And honestly, I don't think it would have been a better vibe. I think Angela Lansbury was good in the role. It was just such crap writing. It was so.
It won an Oscar.
Put it in a blender.
The Oscar for 72.
No.
No, it did.
For what?
1972 Oscar.
For what? Best Picture? Oh,
best effect. Not Best Picture, no.
Oh, okay.
Even nominated for Best Picture.
Thank God. Okay, I could kind of see because, again, this is when they were combining live action with cartoon, but Mary Poppins did it so much better. So much better.
Well, plus, it had a story. Although, Mary Poppins, not a good adaptation from the book.
No.
Because she's a mean little son of a gun in the book.
Yeah. Julie Andrews actually was much nicer in that.
I agree.
And then you had Dick Van Dyke doing whatever.
Dick Van Dyke is always Dick Van Dyke.
Okay. So the third part of this movie is they get back. They don't have the MacGuffin, but then they have the words they need anyway. And so it's this big long thing of like, oh, I want to basically make inanimate objects animate. Like, that was the big thing. Oh, we didn't even talk about, like, the book guy and, like, somebody pulling a knife on them. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It
doesn't. No. There's still, there's a couple movies in this one movie.
And then Nazis. And when we got to Nazis, I just, like, threw my notepad because I'm like, what the fuck are we doing?
It's a kids movie about Nazis.
It's a kids movie about Nazis. And so they're in this museum and she's like, oh, I don't know what we're going to do. And they're like, we'll just do that spell on all of these suits of armor and stuff. And so they do. What
happens in Hogwarts? Deathly Hallows.
And
brings it all back.
The effects, I will agree, are pretty good for that time and that era. However, there was not enough suits of armor to like span what it shows in the movie. Like, it's like a hill after hill of like knights and stuff in armor. And it's like, no, this is a small museum in a small place. You have like 10 if you're lucky.
Oh, and I thought anyway, she just like magicked them up from everywhere across England.
Maybe, but that would have taken a long time to get there.
That's your fucking logic hitch? Then where there's enough suits of armor in there? It wasn't like the
one of many
broomsticks.
One of many, Jim.
The title of the movie.
The
sexual overtones of three little kids throughout the entire fucking movie.
Well, okay, and then there's that weird part where the lady who gave her the kids comes back and they're like, oh, we're going to take them since you hate kids. And she's like, I kind of like them now.
No, I want kids.
And they immediately are like, well, you're going to be our new mom and dad, right? And it's like, what? And then the guy gets creeped out because he's like, I don't want to be a dad, even though I'm like 50. So he leaves, but then he comes back and he falls in love with the witch.
Oh, thank God you said witch, not one of the kids.
No, not one of the kids. This isn't Blake Check. No, he falls in love with her, and I guess they keep the kids, and she quits being a witch. And like, that's the end.
The end. She stops having her dreams. She stops her career. Not even a good guy. Not even a good man. Just a man.
A con man.
Well, you know, Dick Van Dyke was a con man.
Yes, he was. But not as bad. Not as bad, though. No, like, he wasn't as bad.
This guy was like,
oh, what?
How much did this movie make, you know?
Oh, it made a lot of money.
$20
million. Yeah. What was the budget?
I don't even want to know what the budget was. I can't see it right now.
Let me see.
Look at the budget. But I don't know if that's $20 million adjusted or $20 million at the time.
Yeah. Okay. According to Wikipedia, so you can only take this as much as you can. The budget was like $6.3 million and the box office was $17.9 million.
So it made money.
It made some money. And I was wrong. The release date was 1971.
Yeah, December 13th.
And then I guess they went back and cut a whole bunch of stuff out of it. And then in the 90s, they went and put it back in because they cut out like 20 minutes. And honestly, you could have cut out that whole part with the Jungle Book because it made no sense.
Oh, but it does. And this might be part of the reason why you're having a bit of an issue with the movie's disjointedness a bit. And I think a lot of people do, not just you. It's based on two books.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably
from the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah.
Just smushing books together does not work. It just doesn't work.
But when these books were done, I'm going to ask you a question. When would World War II end?
1945.
This book came out in 43. The other one came out in 47. The original books were from Mary Norton. The Magic Bed Knob and How to Become a Witch in 10 Easy Lessons, or How to Become a Witch.
I kind of get that because you're still reeling from World War II. There's still that atmosphere. But this is in 1971. So
they're paying it back. They're the kids who grew up on the book going, I can make a movie now.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the thing. Like, we always go retro. right? You know,
and
the kids are now going to the 90s.
It's an Inglourious Bastards of the 70s with kids and Disney.
And dancing.
They are living out their Nazi killing dreams or their Nazi suppression. Like the kids and the witch, without anyone getting killed, overtake all these Nazis.
See, like, yeah, they do. And honestly, I'm for that. I'm for witches against Nazis. I'm pro this. It's just, I think I wanted a more concrete story. Now, my question to you is, because you suggested this film, where the fuck was I supposed to be scared at? Just because she's a witch?
Is she a witch, you? Are you kidding me? It's got a spooky, spooky scare. Again, horror is going to be subjective, man.
Was it the soldiers, like them, like rising up, like the guys in medieval suits?
If you're a little kid watching this.
Yeah.
Because I actually was a little kid watching this. I was watching this a little bit after when it came out. And I have memories of the fantastical. I have memories of a cliffhanging fight with the Nazis, and there's something is in trouble, and the guy can get eaten by a lion, and he's got to play soccer, and this old woman's trying to get these kids into bed.
Terrified me.
I don't want to like walking around with like someone doing that stuff. It is akin to Legend of Sleepy Hollow for me.
Okay.
Where it's got the animation. It doesn't have to be ultra spooky. The imagination is there with you. This is enough to get your imagination going, and then you kind of carry a bit of it. Okay. But it's a nice little wartime. Rah, rah. Old people. Okay. Maybe I'm scared of old people too. I don't know.
I suppose. Like it is in the witch camp, and we just talked about witches.
It's rated G. It's not like it's going to like blood, guts, and ass. This is the kids podcast.
I know. There were other like little monsters scared the crap out of me. Like movies for kids could still be scary. Like
when did the monsters come out?
In the 80s. When I was a kid.
89.
Yeah. And there is still spooky stuff in Disney movies.
20 years after this movie came out, the one
I know, I'm just saying, like, I don't know what I'm saying. Was it spooky to me? Not really. I guess if I were a kid, I guess I would be spooked out by the like, you know, medieval soldiers and stuff, because I wouldn't have realized that it was a spell to make them just animate. I would have probably thought it was ghosts inside there, which is creepy.
Oh, it reminds me of Halloween. Not everything on Halloween's got to be scary.
Like Halloween the movie or Halloween the activity?
No, the movie.
Okay.
Because you both have a kind of a babysitter, the surrogate mother figure. And then you have like a con man because, I don't know, he's selling William Shatner masks door to door.
So the terror is actually becoming a family and leaving your career to raise said family.
Yeah.
I get that.
Halloween. All right. What would you give the movie?
Oh, man. 2.5. It was boring in parts and confusing in others. And the songs weren't that even good.
Okay. You're saying the songs are good. I'm giving a solid 4.
Okay.
4.
Okay. You can give it a 4. I wasn't enchanted.
Bam. That's another movie we can see in Enchanted. All right. Not bad. What do you want to plug?
Since we're talking about children, I want to plug
you want to plug Baby Yoda? Nice.
Ew. This is actually something based in Detroit. It's called Detroit Creativity Project. And you can find it DetroitCreativityProject.org. And it is improv for Detroit students. And one of the co-founders is an actor that I really like who does a lot of improv. And it's to build confidence and social skills and, you know, artistry. So Again, that's DetroitCreativityProject.org.
I can get behind that. I dig that.
Thanks.
I think there should be more positive after or repair school projects out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. And especially improv does give people confidence and the ability to go out there and be a little bit vulnerable and have fun.
So do guns and drugs.
No. No, it doesn't. Bad. Where's my kazoo?
I don't know.
I don't know. All right, Jim, what about you?
All right, what am I going to plug? Well, you know what? Because this movie was from 71, I'm going to plug a Gen X book. Surviving Gen X. Yes. Now the Deluxe Deviations. Shit, is that it? Yeah, I think so. Deluxe Deviation Editions out on hardback. Ooh, if you don't have Norm MacDonald's book already, go get Gen X instead. Surviving Gen X by Joe Shevchuk. Check it out. That's all I got. All of us to say, good show.
Yeah. Good show, kids.
Under an hour. Nicely up. Next up, we've got some other things coming out. Maybe we'll have some minis. We're not sure. We might have some live stuff. Gen Con's coming up. Gen Con is coming up with a bunch of interviews sprouting up from there.
I thought you said Gen Con. I'm like, you're having a...
I'm at my own convention. I should have my own convention. Damn it. Gen Con. Owing Gen Con a lot. Like working out. No, not working out. People name
the band is Who Cares?
Yeah, that's my sponsor.
Who cares?
There you go.
Grandma's cookies.
Anyways. All right, kids. Next up, we've got other stuff. But until then, see you later. Bye.
Bye.
I pressed it. I did press it. Good for me. I pressed the button.
Good job.
Ding, 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 ding. Surprised Bigfoot didn't call in. Kind of sad.
Yeah. We haven't seen him. He's probably on vacation.
Or a forest fire, so I don't know.
Oh, God.
He is in the middle of the woods.
That's true.
Or maybe Seth Freeland probably can... tagged him.
I wish.
Yeah.
I hear a cat.
I love looking at it.
Yeah, motherfucker.